It's Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The involuntary manslaughter trial of Alec Baldwin underway in Santa Fe, New Mexico. In opening statements, Special Prosecutor Erlinda Johnson disputed Baldwin's claim that he did not pull the trigger on the gun that fired the shot that killed cinematographer Elena Hutchins in October 2021.
He pointed the gun at another human being, cocked the hammer, and pulled that trigger in reckless disregard for Ms. Hutchins' safety.
A defense attorney asserted Baldwin committed no crime. At the NATO summit, the alliance announced that a new U.S. air defense base in northern Poland is ready, designed to detect and intercept short and intermediate range ballistic missiles. A federal jury in New York City convicted founder Bill Wong in the 2021 multi-billion dollar collapse of his Archegos Capital Management hedge fund. This is ABC News. Republicans running the House are forcing a vote on requiring Attorney General Merrick Garland to release audio recordings of President Biden during interviews by a special counsel on the president's handling of classified documents. Florida's Anna Paulina Luna ramrodding the effort.
We have been left with no choice but to rely on inherent contempt, our constitutional authority to hold an individual accountable for refusing to comply with congressional demands.
The Justice Department has already released printed transcripts of the interviews. Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern.
Let's be real. Republicans want to get these recordings because they think the RNC can use them in attack ads. This is Republicans weaponizing the government to go after their political opponents. And it is sick. It is sick.
There could be a vote before the end of this week. If it passes, the attorney general would be fined $10,000 a day for not surrendering those audio recordings. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today I'm going to talk about personal finance persistence, or grit, or as I like to think about it, stick-to-itiveness. Stick-to-itiveness is not only about doing monthly regular money chores like checking your budget. It's also about accomplishing bigger money tasks. You know, like imagine closing a bank account and then moving your cash to another bank account with a higher interest rate. You know it's a good idea, but ugh, you also know it's probably gonna be a big hassle. Well, it's worth noting that there's a reason why most companies don't make this stuff easy. Because when it's hard, you pay them. Maybe in fees, maybe just because it's complicated so they're hoping you'll give up and leave it. They make more off of you giving up. The key to navigating this stuff is persistence. Get the information you need, decide what you want to do, and then persist and persist and persist through all the hold times and other nonsense until you get it done. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters are out with their plans for a parade near the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
The Coalition to March on the RNC 2024 will begin their demonstration at Red Arrow Park, crossing the Milwaukee River four times and then entering the soft security zone. Organizers say the march, scheduled for noon on Monday, aims to bring protesters as close as legally possible to the convention while respecting court-ordered boundaries. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Expanded Amtrak service in Wisconsin is a hit with passengers. More than 18,500 people rode the Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago during its first month. That's about 300 passengers on each trip. Wisconsin's transportation secretary calls the data promising. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was one of the worst losses of the year. The Pirates beat the Brewers 12-2. Pittsburgh with five home runs in the game, including a grand slam by the Pirates catcher, Joey Bart, in front of over 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Manager Pat Murphy, after the debacle.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged everybody about being in 85 of 90 games. But credit to the Pirates, they did a great job, took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games with five or six hits.
The two teams playing again tonight, closer Devin Williams, making progress, throwing to live batters during warmups. He's coming back from stress fractures in his back. NBA, the Bucks have added former Detroit Pistons guard Stanley Umude, 6'6", appeared in 28 games for Detroit. Racing, Brad Mueller, named the winner at the Slinger Nationals early this morning after Andrew Morrissey disqualified because his car did not meet standard measurements. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price in the overnight, a mostly cloudy sky, areas of fog forming, lower 60s by daybreak, our winds will be light. After the fog Thursday morning, we'll see sunshine, highs in the middle 80s, more sunshine Friday, temperatures again in the middle 80s. Right now, it's 67.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things sports with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter J.R. Radcliffe. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot as we head into a steamy week. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Thank you for being here. I am Jeff sitting in. 202-808-9925 is the call-in number. Let's give a crack at a speed round. Clear this board a little bit. We have these wonderful people waiting patiently. Let's go to Betsy from Burbank.
Hi. My word of the day is...
Betsy, how do you spell that? What's the first letter? Is it first letter A, I'm guessing?
Will it matter?
Probably not.
My thought today is the best way to appeal to Biden is personally. If Hunter is in jail and Trump is elected, he will keep him there indefinitely. That's how he plays. You know that. He's a vicious monster. And for him to even, for us to even consider voting another 4 years of this, it won't be 4 years. Everybody knows that, so why belabor that? But I also want to appeal to the elite. If Biden decides to stay in, you need to support him, not as you were going to, but triple that. Well, you need to pour the money in. Unfortunately, this Supreme Court has made a joke of the money that's pouring in. They're allowing it. They're allowing a lot of things, and freedom is also in question. Young people, if you don't get out and vote, your protesting days are done. There will be no such thing. I'll take answers off the air. Thank you.
That's a brilliant call. I spent many an eventful day in my life at the Burbank Airport, shuttling betwixt my divorced parents, and Burbank was easier to fly in and out of than LAX. I know your town a little bit, not just the airport. I say a few things I'll respond to. One, you communicating with Biden about what his legacy might be. I think private conversations with Biden are totally appropriate, and I do think that Biden's evaluation and decision to run is not merely rooted in ambition. I think all of us are subject to motivated reasoning. All of us have a hard time imagining the world without us in it. All of us have a hard time imagining something that functions, that we operate and particularly lead, functioning well without us. It's true just about anybody. But your point about presuming, and that is the presumption now, that Joe Biden is the nominee, not only recommitting but re-tripling investment, and if, by the way, if there are people, I've been thinking it might be smart for us to put together a donor table to make really strategic investments, and if there's anybody who's interested in that, who's done that before, let me know, because that is something I'd be interested in working on. But the we will have to triple down. I know that some of the people who are prompting this, not many of them, I think lots of people have very legitimate disagreeing views, right? Divergent viewpoints can come of goodwill and honor them. People who say, no, we need a different nominee yesterday, and certainly there should be a process soon. I understand it, and it's a legitimate view, and I also understand the point of, are you kidding? This guy already won the primary, and he's been a great president, and this is all just, this is a bad night, and it's just, yeah, he's old, but being old is way better than being blank, 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 and blank. And I understand both things. And the thing we can control more is what we do when there is when the nominee is clear and when it's fully resolved, and people shouldn't wait to be supporting until then. But one of my fears, I know that some of the people, some of the bots that are triggering the sort of anti-Biden stuff, and there's one move is to stay silent, because, you know, the some Republicans would like to run against Biden, and that seems pretty clear. There's also folks who would like to see what happens within the anti-Trump coalition, just to be a little bit divided, to give people permission, to give people an excuse. If Biden is still, and presumably will be, still the nominee, to get him, you say, ah, oh, well, see, I thought Biden stepped down, he's holding on too tight, he's too old, therefore I don't have to do stuff. That's on him, it's his fault. The person who wins or the person who loses, they are not the only people in the equation. The person who loses, if he loses, it's not just their fault. It is very much mostly the fault of the people who voted for someone else. It is also the fault of the people who didn't do enough to help the person who loses to win. There is an absolute need. And I haven't said this again today, so I'll say it. I will vote for the person who can blink once at yes and blink twice at no if that person is not Donald Trump, and if that person represents an administration who is capable and advocates for working people and advocates for democracy and advocates for the Western Alliance and advocates for real science and a belief that climate change is in fact real. If that person, if their communication style is limited to teleprompter grunts, I would prefer, well, don't have a teleprompter. All they can do is grunt. I'm okay with both things. I'm okay with different styles of grunts, different sounds of grunts. If people would like to give me your favorite style of grunt, I might be open to that style. And if I didn't think they would be apt sufficiently to come up with their own style of grunt, and therefore it needed to be teleprompter ported in with spelling and punctuation and stage direction, as long as I had confidence the person could actually grunt at the appropriate times and not grunt at the inappropriate times, that also is important, that person would be superior to the felon would-be fascist. And by the way, I think my reasoning is unassailable. I think I'm right. I agree with myself today. That's what I have to say about that. All right, let's go back to your calls. Let's go to Michael from Lake Bay.
Hello,
Michael.
Jefferson.
How you doing?
Hi. 82-year-old ex-folk singer, YMCA Mission Emphasis director. My word, I have five of them. Two are maniacal insanity, and the third one would be Betsy Yao. And then I would like to point out that the core values of the YMCA, which I just got done teaching a bunch of kids in camp this morning, are respect, responsibility, caring, and honesty. And to hear those children reply back to quotes about those words is absolutely the most uplifting thing. But I've been trying to get to a place to call you for the last 3 days because I just need to rant. I'm a 1964 Chicago rebel and in the streets. And back in those days, I was a working folk singer as well and sang for the good of the Equal Rights Amendment and against the Vietnam War, and I am appalled at where we are and how Trump and his BS has overtaken all of us and put us to sleep. We need to rise up. We need to get into the streets. In my opinion, you know, I feel like taking on Winston Churchill's advice about we will fight them in the streets. We will fight them on the sea. We will fight them on the land. We must destroy this fascism and restore our country to a democratic sanity.
We'll fight them on the beaches. There you go. We'll fight them in the streets of Chicago. All right. And hopefully not fight one another in the streets of Chicago. And that's an important one. Thank you so much, Michael. It's a well-timed call. Appreciate you. And by the way, I was a YMCA kid. In fact, I was YMCA summer camp counselor. And some of the highlights of my life. I appreciate you.
Great.
Be well.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. What's your word of the day? 202-808-9925. I liked the previous word of the day. Ah!
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
So, let's be clear. I know one of the dynamics that happened after the debate, and I don't want to spend all the time talking about the debate, but in response to Paul in part, and for people who missed this portion, the point was, you know what? Guess what? What we learned was that Joe Biden is old. And guess what? We sort of knew that already. 538's podcast just said why the presidential projection percentage, his poll numbers dipped a couple points, but the likelihood of winning has not changed significantly. And why is that? Well, some of it's because there's lagging indicators. But the other is, like my reaction afterwards was, and I was disturbed by it. I thought it was really the worst debate performance I'd seen. I'm not going to, no bones about that. And when I was talking about it afterwards, I said, on the other hand, what do we learn afterwards? If the thing that we've learned is that Joe Biden is old, does that truly change the analysis? If it's, and this is why I try to get to, is he fit to serve as president? That's an important question. And for that, he's got to be talking to doctors, he's got to be talking to members of Congress, he's got to be talking to his family, he's got to be fit to serve. When he shows up right after that and, you know, gives a stem winder to the United Nations, when he consistently makes good appointments, when he consistently signs the bills he should sign and vetoes the bills, threatens to veto the bills he shouldn't sign, when he continues to be able to do the job, well, if what we're worried is he's insufficiently a show pony and is old, yeah, maybe it costs him the election, but I don't think it's as dispositive as some people think. That doesn't mean I think it's the end of the matter. I don't. And I think there should be serious conversations with the president in private. And I think it's a legitimate conversation, even here, including the sort of armchair games of thinking, well, who else it would be and how does that work? And we've got to process it as a movement. We've got to talk about that. And, of course, I want to put some of our focus on where we can put our energy. Because here's my grumpiness. Paul called out sort of the donor class, and I've been among them, and I've raised money from them. And here's, I know what happened, and I'm not guessing, I know this is what happened. So right after the debate, there were all kinds of phone calls, just people scared. And the thing is when you are a bundler, when you are a repeat donor, you have lots of telephone numbers of people who will take your phone calls. And they will take your phone calls because you've given them money before and because they anticipate that you will want to, they will want to get money from you again. And you call, oh, something's wrong, what are we going to do, something's wrong. And they say it to James Carville, and they say it to friends of the president, and they say it, and then Joe Biden's those Davos Democrats, and, you know, sort of, and these are smart people. And very often what they will do is they will call the individual donor. Here's what happened, because I talked to one of them. I had that same thing. Jeff, what do you think we should do? And I told him, and he was a little more saber-rattling against the president than I was. Sort of have a balanced perspective, attempting to have a balanced perspective if such a thing is possible and not just chicken. And he is a donor, the person. That's how I met him originally. He's a smart guy, business guy. And he was very, very concerned. But I know what happens is, so the donor then calls the bundler. You know what a bundler is, right? Somebody who goes and has a lot of donors and gets them all to give and then puts them all in a package and makes the job easier for the fundraising teams who need to put together a $1 billion presidential race. Holy mackerel, we need public financing at greater scale in the country, including at the local level. That's something people could work on, is public financing at the local level. We also need to disrupt Citizens United, which means we need a totally different Supreme Court, which, by the way, means we need to not elect Donald Trump to the presidency. But I digress. So the donors, the telephone number they definitely have is their bundler.
They might have a president's telephone number. They might have an administration telephone number, but they certainly have their well-placed bundler. They say, oh, we got to do something. Here's what I wish the bundlers would say. They could pass along the message. They do whatever you want, but at least do this. Say, all right, if you're genuinely concerned with the state of the presidential race, here are your choices. You can push for a different candidate. You can double or triple down on whomever, because whoever it's going to be, if it's not the sitting president, if it's not the incumbent, their job isn't easier. This is one of the key things I've wanted people to understand. It's not that I think, oh, Joe Biden's going to sail through because he's been such a great president. That is not my view. But anybody who's come in right now, they are going to have a hard road to hoe too. So whomever it is, what I want the bundlers to be saying to those owners, hey, I hear your concern. You got to do more. You got to sell that third house and save democracy because it's more important than your third house. You got to do more. And the other thing I would say, and if you're not sure you want to focus just on the presidency, don't just focus on the presidency. Let's win brick by brick. Let's win state by state. Let's win legislative race by legislative race. Let's win county council by county council. Let's win freedom of a woman to choose her own bodily autonomy. Ballot initiatives, by ballot initiative, by ballot initiative, by state, by state, by state. Triple down and be strategic. That's what I wish they'd be saying. Let's take at least one more call, a speed round before we go. Most patient listener award looks like it's Lori from Florida. You got a minute, Lori.
Here we go. I would say the word of the day is our country's politics are now defined by two pendulums swinging in opposite directions simultaneously. They are diametrically opposed. The left is going further to the left by advancing education, Medicare coverage at 100% to include dental and vision, shoring up Social Security by getting rid of the cap where wealthy people no longer have to pay, restoring women's rights to bodily autonomy, as we just said, create stronger gun laws, dealing with our changing climate, protecting our enumerated rights, and finally guaranteeing our right to vote for all citizens. And I have a question for you, Jefferson. Thank you. Why can bundlers bundle money, but people can't assist fellow voters in getting their ballots in? Why can't people bundle people? Why can big, huge money machines bundle money?
It's a great question, and I will say, one, because bundlers of money have more influence than people who are bundlers of voters. Also, because there's therefore bipartisan agreement about bundling of money. The Republicans do not want to see more people vote. They have been demonstrating that for the last couple of decades, so they'll block that kind of stuff. One of the reasons they don't deserve to be in power.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have opinions. I wasn't sure, but it turns out I have some opinions. We'll be coming up next with News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
In a moment, we'll have news of my dad. The call-in number here is 202-808-9925. What is your word of the day? 202-808-9925. And now it's time for News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad and on the air. Playing the role of my dad is, in fact, my dad, Joe Smith. Pop, how you doing?
I'm doing better than I have any right to expect.
Very good, very good, very good. All right. We typically start with a shout-out. What is your shout-out?
I am shouting out for the 10 members of Congress who have had the courage to speak up and say, Mr. President, you've done a great job. It's time to pack it in. And also a smaller shout-out to Nancy Pelosi, who has sort of opened the door for others to be seriously considering that.
All right, Dad, it's been a robust discussion. There are multiple of our listeners who agree with your view. I am not as convinced, but I think your view is a legitimate one. Where is your news eye? Are your news eyes focused?
Well, first, I just want to tell you that because of your comments, I Googled Keir Starmer's speech, and it really was wonderful.
It was good, wasn't it?
It really, really was. And I'm just thinking, if he can bring his majority with that spirit into actually acting to address the problems, he could wind up as one of the greatest prime ministers in Britain's history.
I think he's going to be really important. I think he's really important for a number of reasons. One, because kind of like Angela Merkel, and particularly if Donald Trump is elected, heaven forbid, and who will be doing any number of things to do Putin's bidding to try to undermine the Western alliance, that he could end up playing a really important role because he is not Jeremy Corbyn. Jeremy Corbyn was sort of an anti-NATO guy, and there were Russian bots that were promoting Jeremy Corbyn stuff too. That as a pro-Western alliance, pro-democracy leader, Keir Starmer could, I think, end up being kind of like that Angela Merkel, really important global leader. The other thing that is worthy of remarking on for me is that, and I was actually during the break, I was reading a little passage of Al Fromm's Democratic Leadership. It's here on Hartman's shelf, and I realized that so much of the Al Fromm DLC sort of centrist Democrat project was not one of moderation. It wasn't one of humility. It was one of taking on some Republican talking points and trying to adopt them. It wasn't. Hey, let's just do stuff that works. Let's be service oriented. And to me, if we can have government that's just trying to solve problems, that identifies problems, works to find smart solutions to those problems, not one that's trying to impose its will for the sake of imposing its will, but just trying to solve problems, I think that wins the majority. I think it wins the supermajority. I think that's the kind of thing I'd vote for. Maybe other people too.
Absolutely. And the need to solve problems, I just should mention, I wish there were some way that I could make sure that the comment in this morning's Prospect, the commentary in this morning's Project on Project 2025 could be distributed to every American voter, because what it says is that much of it is just really stupid and that it contradicts itself all over the place. But it's pretty scary to think that those really could be the folks who are running the government. The next thing I want to talk about is not news, but silence of news. And I have two examples. First, the for just a little line item that you had to look for, that bipartisan proposal coming out of the Senate budget proposal increases the defense budget, which we call the defense budget. It's the war budget. No talk at all about addressing the deficit and the debt. And the debt is looming. It really is going to kill us if we don't address it. And when the folks on the right, when they do talk about the debt, they talk about reducing Social Security, reducing Medicare, but there's silence from everybody on the by far biggest item of discretionary spending in the federal budget, and that's what goes into the five-sided building on the southwest side of the Potomac River. And it's just awful that nobody is addressing that. And the other thing is almost something sounded like I just went silent. Can you still hear me?
I can, yeah.
Okay. There's all kinds of news about Alec Baldwin's case. And I have not mentioned that.
Alec Baldwin, the actor who, is a horrible thing to say, but shot and killed someone on the set because there was a prop gun that had live ammunition in it. And there's and whether that's involuntary manslaughter or something worse or something not as punishable is at issue.
And because I did not give that description, there has been so much news about that on all across the political media spectrum that I have a hard time imagining anybody listening to this program is not aware of that. And the reason I've never mentioned it is because in the big scheme of things, it's not important at all. There is another lawsuit going, criminal case going on, which is going to the jury today probably, and that's the Senator Menendez, and there's very, very little coverage about it. And that's a really big deal.
Really important.
A senior United States Senator could be found guilty of crime in the next, before the end of this week.
And by the way, with
the
case,
silence that really concerns me.
With a case brought by the Department of Justice of the same party. And if you're wondering the kind of thing that is at stake, the kind of leader that Joe Biden is that could you imagine a Trump administration actually going after one of its own, trying to hold its own accountable? They don't. They try to prop up their own and don't hold one another accountable. So that to me is one of the more things worthy of remarking with respect to the Menendez case. Yeah, it's interesting in the Alec Baldwin thing. I think about is Bronny James. It's the second time I've talked about basketball. I don't do it all the time. But if anybody's paid attention to basketball, LeBron James's kid just got drafted. He was drafted 55th out of 58th. He might not have been in the top 58 had he not been LeBron James's kid. He was drafted by LeBron James's team. I've seen Bronny James play basketball. He's a good player. Seems like a neat guy. But the amount of attention that Bronny James receives,
it's just far, far above his basketball skill.
Or at least, let's say, above relative to other players, right? They said, oh, well, they should. I was listening to this thing. It's like, oh, well, they should have Bronny James' game last because that would make sure everybody stayed. And they were saying that they should have the game he plays in last instead of the championship game being last. Because if they had the game he was playing in being last, then people would stick around. And I was like, all right, I guess that's interesting. It's a little bit like the Alec Baldwin thing. How do we make sure we're not covering only the thing that's famous, but also the thing that is important? I appreciate your word of the day, which is silence. Go on, Pop. What's next?
Well, you mentioned the Department of Justice. A very, very interesting thing. Senators Sheldon Whitehouse and yours and my Senator Ron Wyden, who was a longtime friend of mine, have sent a letter to the DOJ suggesting that they should open up a criminal investigation of Clarence Thomas on both tax and ethical issues, suggesting that a special investigator, special prosecutor be appointed. And that would be a very, very interesting thing. And because I have a lot of respect for Ron Wyden, he is not anybody, he's not on the fringe of anything. I think there is some significance about that. And something that the DOJ is doing, they are investigating, looking at the possibility of going after organizations and individuals who have provided money to Hamas as being complicit in the murder of several of our citizens on the 7th of October and the continued hostage hold. And that's a really, really, really interesting thing to see if they came up with that, where they would find folks and get them in their pockets. And that could be a great step in addressing what's happening in Gaza against the Hamas folks.
To your Sheldon Whitehouse point, do you remember Alex Aronson? He ran, he was the bus, he ran Building Voter Registration Program, really talented guy, ended up going off to Stanford Law School. Do you remember him?
Just vaguely.
Yeah, so he was until just recently chief counsel to Sheldon Whitehouse, and he worked with the senator on their court accountability stuff, and now he's running an organization called Court Accountability that's now a national organization. We've had him on the show before. But yeah, he's a cool guy. Stick around, Pop. We'll be back. We'll wrap up with news with my dad. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Tom's show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You're also listening to News with My Dad, a show or maybe a segment where we talk about the news with my dad.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? And organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The involuntary manslaughter trial of Alec Baldwin underway in Santa Fe, New Mexico. In opening statements, Special Prosecutor Erlinda Johnson disputed Baldwin's claim that he did not pull the trigger on the gun that fired the shot that killed cinematographer Elena Hutchins in October 2021.
He pointed the gun at another human being, cocked the hammer, and pulled that trigger. In reckless disregard for Ms. Hutchins' safety.
The defense attorney asserted Baldwin committed no crime. At the NATO summit, the alliance announced that a new U.S. air defense base in northern Poland is ready, designed to detect and intercept short and intermediate range ballistic missiles. A federal jury in New York City convicted founder Bill Wong in the 2021 multi-billion dollar collapse of his Archegos Capital Management hedge fund. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is waiving his preliminary hearing. Randall Hepp's lawyer is also withdrawing a motion to have a felony charge of misconduct dismissed. Eight other former prison employees also face charges for allegedly mistreating inmates. Marriage equality is making gay people happier and healthier. That's according to a new study from UCLA. Abby Goldberg is a psychology professor who says same-sex relationships are stronger and more secure.
They have access to health insurance. They are physically and mentally healthier. They're able to share the challenges and work of raising children.
The same study finds 80% of same-sex couples are concerned politicians and courts could take their rights away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Let It Go news, actress Minnie Driver says marrying Josh Brolin would have been the biggest mistake of her life. This comes just 23 short years after they were engaged for 5 months back in 2001. Entertainment Weekly says Driver's relationship issues stem from the actress finding out at age 12 that her father was secretly married to another woman and had an entirely different family. Sounds like Brolin is the one who sidestepped that landmine. In a related story, I'm thrilled I never married my seventh grade girlfriend, Penelope. David Duchovny says he auditioned for all three of the male lead roles on the show Full House. On his Fail Better podcast, the X-Files and Californication star said he thought for sure he would get one of the roles and it would change his life. After being completely shut out, Duchovny talked producers into letting him read for the role of Michelle Tanner, but was beat out by the Olsen twins. It's a tough business. I mean, even if he had a twin. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a mostly cloudy sky, areas of fog forming, lower 60s by daybreak. Our winds will be light. After the fog Thursday morning, we'll see sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. More sunshine Friday, temperatures again in the middle 80s. Right now, it's 67.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep it
clean. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker, I'll tell you that.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcaster Jimmy Pardo and EAA Director of Communications Dick Napinski joins the show to talk about one of Wisconsin's favorite events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Happens to be my father, also the star of News with My Dad. Do you have anything you want to say before the straw in the wind?
Did I say that again just now?
Yeah, it seems like you're going a little bit away from the phone, but just, you know.
It's a mystery. I don't do anything. I'm holding absolutely still. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, shall I give you my straw, and do you want to sing for us?
Oh, dear. Nobody, there's probably, out of our however many listeners, I suspect there are probably two of them who would like me to sing for them. And I suspect one of those two is doing it because they wish me ill. I think one of them might actually want me to do it. The other one is just looking for excuses to offer derision. But for that one person, either to appease that person who wants derision or for that one person who doesn't, I will say, and because we do not have the rights to Barbara Streisand's version of the song, which we did this on a music station we could do because we pay, you know. But I will have to say, like a straw in the wind. All right, Pop, there you go.
Target, which I'm told the people should pronounce Target, has announced that as of next Monday, they will no longer accept personal checks.
Really?
That could be a major straw in the wind.
No personal checks at Target? Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, checks. People don't use checks as much. You still use checks. I had a neighbor who wanted a check for something. It took me a long time to get him a check. I don't use checks either. Anyway, all right, there's Charlie Witt. Dad, love you very much. We'll talk soon.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go straight to speed round. Let's go to Todd from Wisconsin. You got about a minute.
Okay, my word for the day is pardon, and it's what I think that Joe Biden should do with Leonard Peltier. I think I'm saying his name right. That would not only right or wrong, but also get a voting block for him or the Democratic Party. Depends on what he should do, and that's how I feel. I feel it's Joe Biden until he decides it's no longer him, and then it should be Kamala Harris. So, but yes, pardon.
Appreciate it.
Definitely they should pardon.
Appreciate the phone call, Todd. Let's go. We've got time to David from Clearwater.
Well, yeah, I was on and then I got off, and then I heard you guys talking. I heard your dad talking about the Ken Brave Democrats, and a name came to my mind. I've liked this guy since he was in office. Now he's not in office anymore. I don't know why. I know he said he wasn't going to run anymore. He ran as he was a Virginia senator for one term, said he was going to run for one term, did, and at the end of that term, everybody wanted to run again, and he said, no, I said I was going to run for one term. That's the way the Constitution is set up. Amazing, people talking about the Constitution. His name's Jim Webb. I don't know why he got dropped. Well, I love the guy. You look at his sheet, and he's a war correspondent. He fought in Vietnam. He won the Navy Cross. He was Secretary of the Navy. He was a congressman. Is he to the right? Yeah, but he's a Democrat, or he was, and I just don't know if anybody's been ringing his doorbell or not. He's married to a Vietnamese lady who came over here after the war was lost.
I didn't know that.
And that's his third wife, but they've got kids all the way back to when he was in college. And his divorced first wife, worked on his campaign for Senate. And he was on his second wife or third wife at that time. So what I'm saying is his name ought to be somewhere on the table.
No, I appreciate you bringing his name up, and from your lips to God's ears. We'll keep it going right before the break. We got another, 30 seconds? Clay, you're on the air.
Hi. Excuse me. So my word is correlation, as in correlation need not equal causation. And I find that way too many people are unable to actually look at what causes something, or instead they just have knee-jerk reactions and, jump to conclusions like prices are high, it's Biden's fault, that kind of thing.
Yeah, post hoc, ergo propter hoc, and very often post hoc is not propter hoc.
Yeah, and another thing, I saw John Stewart's recent thing with on Biden and how he's failing. But, the problem with that is, it's very convincing looking, but
sure.
They took the, just a few of his worst moments and put them out. But when he's on, Biden. When Biden's on, he's on. But he has bad moments like everybody else, I guess. But I think that was a little bit unfair for, Stewart to do that. But.
The question I have, and John Stewart's an entertaining guy, and I know that part of his shtick is seeming like he's speaking the hard truth to his liberal audience. To me, the hard truth is, who will be in the best position to govern, and how do we evaluate that governance? That, to me, is a legitimate and hard question. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We're live on location from River Falls for the 50th anniversary of River Falls Day on the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour with Todd and Trigby. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.